7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
I'll have a baby, Kevin. I'll have a test tube baby.
Oh yes, hello, my friends. Guess what time it is? At the sound of the tone, it will be 19:30 and some seconds. Yeah, okay. That was fun. Oh, and look, that attracted my cat. Hello, Peppa. Peppa says, hey, yeah, play that some more, because that's fun, because I like to try to eat your timpani mallets. Let's get this going. Hello, you are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. That's a show that airs every day at 19:30 UTC, so that's what you're hearing now. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I have to admit that I am feeling a little bit better again today. Don't get me wrong, I still woke up about 45 minutes ago, and it wasn't so great. But it was still better than, say, last week at this same time. And I did manage to get up and take a handful of pills. So those are starting to kick in. I'm starting to feel a little bit better. And now it's time to pour the tea. What are we drinking today? I don't remember. I think we're drinking Yinding Jiaguanyin. I don't know. I also woke up cold this morning. The weather is cold, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, yeah, you live in North America, and it's February. Of course the weather is cold. Yeah, no, but for the last couple days, it's been kind of warm. Like, almost 15 degrees. Hi, Peppa. Now Peppa's trying to drink my tea. You want to smell the tea? Oh, smell it. It so smells so good. Yeah, that's a good baby. So, yeah, it's like 7 degrees American today, when yesterday it was 43. So, whatever. Hi, baby. Pippa's now sitting here. And we're both trying to recover from last night's synth battle royale. Yes, we were having fun last night doing synth battle, huh, Pippa? Alright, if for some reason you don't know what I'm talking about, recently we have implemented, well, synth battle on Anon Radio. Friday nights, aka Saturday mornings at 0300 UTC. Synth battle. You can join us. Get in touch. You know, if you're not a member of SDF, now's the time to join so you can synth battle us. So you can fight us. What's a synth battle, you ask? Well, synth battle, you know, it's like a, well, it's like a drum battle, or it's like a rap battle. It's like any other kind of musician battle, except we use synthesizers, and it's fun, and it's hilarious. There are time limits, there is pressure. It's fun to see what you can come up with in such a short time. Oh, but I'm worn out for that, from that. No, I'm just worn out, because what are you doing? No, don't. All right, my cat. Why did you move all this stuff, and why are you painting? That's like one of my one good paintbrushes. You don't need to mess with it. Why is all this stuff off of the thing? Why are you making a mess? Are you just trying to be bad, baby? Yeah, okay, somebody's trying to be bad, baby, so we're just going to move this paintbrush over here. I wonder what happened to the other ones. Cat business. Okay. So, yeah. Oh, I am still really sore, and I shouldn't be sitting like this, but This is the first time I've been able to change position in about a month. What are you doing over there? What is this kid? Are you trying to be bad, baby? I can't twist. I keep trying to twist to look over there, and it's very painful. So anyway, I don't know what's going on. Oh, I just managed to finish eating. And then I looked up and I saw the clock. And I said, uh-oh, gotta do the committee. So here we are. I don't know if my new neighbors are still moving in or not. I don't hear anything. It's Saturday. And I know what you're thinking, Tobe. It's Saturday. Shouldn't you be watching football? Yeah, hell yeah, I should be watching football, but the stupid Olympics are on. You know, the Olympics that used to be the thing where we only had them every 4 years, and they would be this great contest for all the amateur athletes in the world to see who was the best whatever. Yeah, and now it's, well, we got to have it every 6 months, and it has to be, you know, professional, you know, athletes. Did I say musicians earlier? So it's all professional athletes and nobody cares anymore. I used to love the Olympics. Now I just don't give a crap because all the winter sports are, let's see who can jump in the snow and spin around the most. Is that all we got? Is that what sports has come to? Whatever. So yeah, football is on the Olympics channel. And since they're playing Olympics, there's no football except... They are. They're going to play one game, and it doesn't start for... What time is it now? It is 19:37. Yeah, the game doesn't start for another 2 hours. 2 hours and, like, 20 minutes. Although, I wonder... Do I get any Club World Cup today? I don't know. I'll have to check. That's on a different channel. Stupid Olympics, but at least there's some motorcycle racing tonight. At least I can watch my Supercross tonight. I'm pretty excited about that. Hopefully, I won't forget about it like I did last week and I started watching some movie and I totally forgot. Yes, it's true that I'm an idiot and I need to write things down to remember. Oh, and that reminds me, I gotta write down when to take my next batches of drugs. Okay. Let's see, I took them all at 9. So, 9 by this clock, not the real time, not UTC. So, let's see, okay, I gotta do math. I take this one every 6 hours. 12, 1, 2, 3. So, I take acetaminophen at 3. I take the GNF at 6. And I take the M steroid at, whenever I eat next, which will probably be shortly after this. Okay. Oh. It was hard to put the pen back. That's painful. All right, so now I got my drug schedule. I got my drug schedule written down on my hand. Ugh, it's so ridiculous. I mean, it's so ridiculous, I have to wonder, do they have to resort to these kinds of shenanigans in the Autonomous Commie Republic?
The Autonomous Commie Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Commie people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
The radios of the world are tuning in tonight. Are you on the dial? Are you tuned in right? But what about DJs?
around the dial, FM, AM, where are you? You gotta be out there somewhere on the dial.
Or did they take you off the air?
Was it something that you said to the corporation guys upstairs? It wasn't the pressure, you never sounded down. It couldn't be the ratings, you had the best in town. Somehow I'm gonna find you, track you down. Gonna keep on searching around and around and around and around. Was it something that you heard, or something that you saw, that made you lose your mind? Did you lose control? Did you step out of line? If you're there, give us a sign. I can't believe that you've been taken off the air. Think I saw my radio now that you're not.
That's what I needed. Some Kinks. Around the Dial from the album. Oh, that was the first song on the first side of Give the People What They Want. Yes, kids, albums used to have sides. That's a thing that does not exist anymore. But that's okay. Nobody really misses side one and side two, do they? Aren't human beings at the stage where we're just too lazy to turn over a record every 20 minutes? I think so. But I could be wrong. I don't know. Maybe I should go off on a tangent about this. Yes, in fact, I think I will. Vinyl sucks. The pop and crackle and the wow and flutter and the turntable needle noise. Oh, wait. Here comes Blenda.
Oh, Blenda.
Oh, look at that.
Uncle Grandfather. Al.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, what do you know? The guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the fire is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hire.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald, son. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Time for the Stones. Hang fire. Yeah, I would just like to remind my listeners that a hang fire is a bad thing. But let's not let that ruin our enjoyment of the Rolling Stones. Right, so what am I doing? I'm trying to move, but apparently I can't. The cat's trying to get into the stuff. Anyway, what are we doing? Maybe we need to do some synth. Do we have synth? Yes, we have synth. Yeah. So, I don't know. What am I going to do? I, of course, have nothing planned as usual. That sounds terrible, but it doesn't matter. I thought of something last night. After synth battle, I was sort of sitting here thinking, what to do. And I started thinking about this other effects processor that I have. I've got two. They're very old. They're both beat to hell. They both barely work. My good one is hardly functional. My bad one, strangely enough, is the one that's in the better shape. However, I don't like to use it because it sounds so terrible. And I was thinking about that last night. And then I thought, you know, the kids these days, they sure do love their lo-fi. The kids love things that sound terrible. That's the new thing. That's the whole new thing. Make lo-fi so it doesn't have to sound good. And I thought maybe I need to be using this effects processor to my advantage to make things lo-fi, and then kids will like it because it sounds so terrible. But is that really a thing that I want to do? Here's an example of what I mean. Here's a dry signal from Florian. We'll just do a short note like this. Okay, now we'll turn on the crappy effects processor, and we got it on a weird delay flanger thing. Get ready, 3, 2, 1. Yeah, and the second echo is louder than the first note. Whatever. And then we've got, you know, weird stuff like this. Do I want that for anything? Here, let's start the sequencer. Yeah, maybe. Maybe we can use that for something scary and strange and dark ambient. And then we have, of course, stuff like the delay and symphonic reverb. Loud. Yeah, subtle and weird. And then, of course, we've got this crazy one that I love so much. Sounds like Ring Mod, but it's not. It's really weird. That's like some flanger and some heavy, heavy plate reverb. That's some fun stuff. Oh, we got all kinds of ugly things in here, don't we? Yikes. This one might be horrible. Let's kill the level just in case. Well, wasn't I wrong? Now I'm just sort of scrolling through effects. Not bad, but weird. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I forget that I have effects like this. Because that's like reverse delay and a lot of reverb. That gets pretty ambient and spooky. A lot of note definition there, but still, that is kind of a cool ambient thing. How about this one? Yeah. Yeah, weird delay. It's a lot of heavy reverb on these. Can't even hear the tremolo. Oh, this might be messy. Not terrible, not great. There's some delay without heavy reverb. Dry signal. Yeah, let's stop this for a second. What else do we got? I'm just kind of scrolling through here. Lots of overdrive, lots of stupid stuff. Now, we should have down here somewhere. Where's my... Oh, I don't know. I had some stuff in here, but where did it go? I don't remember where all the memory locations are. It doesn't matter. None of this stuff is any good. Oh, here's one that's just called Tobe Test. Oh, I wonder what it could possibly be. Oh, I'm scared. That's a nightmare of distortion. It's a very noisy patch, too. Listen to that. Like I said, this is my crappy effects processor. And it just keeps getting crappier. Let's change to this. Here's one. Yeah. Yeah. This is the most important effects patch on any effects processor that I own. It's called Frog Flute. And yes, both of these have the same thing. It's basically a lot of chorus and a lot of reverb. And usually some delay and stuff too. And this is how I kill 10 minutes in every show. Basically, I get some kind of cheap bamboo flute and a microphone. And I run the microphone into this patch. And then I play flute. And it's, well, it's corny. Oh, it's bypassed. Okay, that's the dry signal. And now, here's the wet signal. It's not loud enough. Yeah, and that makes your flute sound really amazing and echoey, and people freak out. And let's hear the sequence now. Okay, yeah, that's a lot of delay and a lot of chorus. Good Lord. And yeah, it sounds like mud. Well, it sounds like mud when you run this through it, but if you're just blowing a flute, you know, people can hear the dry signal because they're standing right there, you know, 10 feet away from you in the art gallery, drinking their complimentary glass of white wine. While I stand there and blowing flute notes into this, and it makes it sound amazing. And you don't have to know how to play flute or anything. It's one of my trade secrets that you can read in my new latest book, How to Be a Musician Without Any Effort Whatsoever, which is something I've been doing for a long time. So yeah, I am an expert in this matter. All right, what else we got? Anything else that we are interested in? No. It's all just a lot of chorus and reverb everywhere. Everywhere I look is chorus and reverb. And it sounds like boring. It sounds like boringness. So let's stop that. Let's plug this back into what it was plugged into. Which is to say, the good effects processor. And turn it on. Oh, that's dangerous. That's dangerous. Stop it. That wants to clip, and it doesn't matter because we're done. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'm playing with some simps today, and I'm waiting for a football game to start. I'll talk to you tomorrow, 1930.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.